This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Boone. And here are some of the headlines in our continuing coverage of the global coronavirus pandemic. The United States, the world's worst hit country, sets a double record with more than 3,700 deaths and over 250,000 new COVID-19 cases in just 24 hours, according to Johns Hopkins University. The EU will start COVID-19 inoculations on December 27th, European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen says. The rollout is conditional on the European Medicines Agency authorizing the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine when it meets on Monday. Germany sees record daily virus infections of over 30,000 as it struggles to cope with the outbreak by imposing a new partial lockdown. Tokyo's hospitals are struggling to provide routine care because of a sharp spike in coronavirus cases. Health officials warn as new infections in the Japanese capital hit another record high of 822. The coronavirus has killed over 1.6 million people since the outbreak emerged in China late last December. Again, according to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is the worst affected country, followed by Brazil, India, Mexico, and Italy. U.S. experts are meeting to decide whether to recommend approval of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, potentially paving the way for a rollout early next week. The U.S. has already approved and is using the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and that's the same with the United Kingdom. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will receive the Russian-developed Sputnik V coronavirus jab once it's approved for people his age. And Saudi Arabia kicks off a three-phase COVID-19 vaccinization program. This is VOA News. The U.S. military said Thursday that the top U.S. general met Taliban representatives this week in Qatar and urged them to reduce the level of violence and increase progress towards a political solution. The meeting with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, comes as negotiators representing the Afghan government and the Taliban are taking a break until January 5th, when they will continue to work on an agenda. A U.S. military statement said that the chairman discussed the need for an immediate reduction of the violence and accelerate progress towards a negotiated political solution, which contributes to regional stability, according to that statement. And a group of Sicilian fishermen held in Libya since September have been released, Italy's prime minister said Thursday, after visiting Benghazi to welcome them personally. The 18 men detained for more than 3 months for allegedly fishing in Libyan territorial waters. The fishermen were accused of fishing inside Libya's protected fishing area and entering a military zone. They were accused by forces of strongman Khalifa Haftar, who controls Benghazi and is waging war against the UN-recognized government in the country's west. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday rejected reports that Russia's security services were behind the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, saying that if they were, the opposition leader would not be alive. Navalny fell ill during a flight from Siberia to Moscow in August and was hospitalized in the Russian city of Omsk before being transported to Berlin by medical aircraft. Experts of several Western countries concluded that the Kremlin critic was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent, a claim that Moscow has denied. Speaking to reporters at his annual year-end press conference, Putin said that if the Russian special services had wanted to poison Navalny, they would have taken it to that end. Japan deployed the military on Thursday to help residents trapped by record snowfall that has blanketed parts of the country. 10,000 homes have lost power in the north and west. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga urged the public to be cautious as local media reported more than 1,000 cars were stranded on an expressway connecting Tokyo to Niigata in the north. Over 72 hours, a record 2.17 meters of snow fell in Gunma, reports said, while Niigata, which is famous for skiing, got a record 1.8 meters of snow on Thursday morning. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. ¶¶